Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about, yes, the next pandemic. Well, what do you mean, David, the next pandemic? I mean, we're still in COVID-19 pandemic, aren't we? Yeah, just listen, hear me out, and then you can make it pass your judgment. Because I've got a very special guest I need to bring onto the podcast here. He is the most popular president in the history of the United States. He's a man who can definitely ride a bicycle without ever hardly falling off. His son, Hunter, is the smartest man that he knows when he's not sniffing cocaine and doing other things that he shouldn't be doing. Yeah, I'm talking about, of course, the illustrious Professor Dr. Joe Biden. So I wanted to play this clip for you. This is Biden speaking yesterday, being interviewed yesterday. And listen very carefully to what he says, because it's instructive. Hang on, I'm gonna try and get it.
I know you're looking for more money from Congress for this vaccine campaign and for COVID funding going into fall. How much of the supply of vaccines for these small children is there, and how many of the nation's kids will you be able to get vaccinated before you need more money from Congress?
Well, we'll get through at least this year. We do need more money, but we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing fairly well. That's why we need the money.
So there you go, friends. Couldn't be more clear, could it? According to Joe Biden, there's going to be the next pandemic. There's going to be a second pandemic. You heard him say it. So makes you think, what does Joe Biden know that we don't know? Well, you might say probably nothing, given his mental incapacitation. But on the other hand, he is making it clear that in his view, and he is the United States president, he is briefed of these things, that there may be another, that there will be, not maybe, there will be another pandemic. And he needs money and more money to be able to vaccinate more people. And that means that maybe they will take this monkeypox farce, which isn't even, in my opinion, even a virus, right? I think they could take that and run with that. Or they might take Omicron BA.4, BA.5, you know, the two sort of in the background Omicron strains that they're still playing around with and pretending that they constitute a threat. They might take those, or they might take something else. I mean, with this mob, anything's possible. But it's I honestly do believe they saw that people, the majority of people went with them first time round, the majority. In places like the UK, you know, it was definitely a majority. And in places like where I live, it was more like about probably 90%. Yeah. So the resistance, that's you, that's me. They know that we exist. They know that we won't go with them. I mean, is there anybody listening to this who would conceivably at the announcement of, oh, we've got a new, even more deadly mystery virus that's jumped from animal to human. Well, actually, monkeypox. Is there anybody listening to this who takes monkeypox seriously? Because I don't in any way. And I think if they announced another new virus, we would probably be similarly inclined to use our critical thinking to understand what they're saying and then make a determination, which would probably come down on that. Yep, not going with that. Thank you very much. So they know there's people like us, but they know that the majority will still go with things, you know, and that is probably what gives them the confidence to talk like this, because Bill Gates has talked about the next pandemic. Joe Biden's talked about the next pandemic. The World Health Organization keeps planning for the next pandemic, even though in many regards, we haven't had a pandemic, certainly since arguably the late 1920, something like that, when there was the so-called Spanish flu virus. So there's not been these pandemics that they're talking about, but they're still planning for them, and they're still going to take your taxes, and they're still going to put in place their systems, their digital ID systems. All the stuff is going to cascade down from these theoretical pandemics, which actually aren't real pandemics at all. So you know, Biden said it there, out of the mouth of demented 80-year-old men comes the occasional word of truth. In his case, the very rare word of truth. But I think we should sit up and pay attention. He's planning for, he is getting the money, the cash together to pay the vaccine companies for more vaccines for whatever the next thing is going to be. And, you know, they've conjured up this war in Eastern Europe to deflect us from the fact that COVID was running out of steam. So people don't talk about COVID so much anymore. But of course, if you follow my platform, we do talk about COVID and we explore and we expose every aspect of the scamdemic now, because at this point, when it comes to COVID-19, it's clear that everything we were told was false, was a lie. Everything, you know, from the origins of it, which is murky and murky, and then to the very point we are today, where we have to question, well, what is there a COVID-19 virus? And if so, can someone please point me to where I can see it? Where's the isolation of the COVID-19 virus? We're 2+ years in now, so we should be able to show it, shouldn't we? But for some reason, we can't. I wonder why that is. But what we do know is the establishment has established it's that dialectic, isn't it? They've shown us the problem and they've got the answer for it. The problem is whatever they say, and the answer is always the same. Get yourself vaccinated. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be a monkeypox virus. Could be a COVID-19 virus. Could be a new virus. Could be whatever virus or vaccine. The solution is always take the vaccine. And so that empowers big pharma. That makes them loads of money. And of course, since we don't know what these vaccines do to the human body, some people are finding out, sadly, that they have very negative consequences. Then, it's a constant sort of roller coaster we're going to be on when it comes to these so-called pandemics. But Biden said it there. You heard him. He's planning for the next pandemic. You should be planning for how you respond to the next pandemic.